The partial meltdown at Three Mile Island didn't lead to large releases of radiation, but as we heard earlier, it helped turn public opinion away from nuclear energy. In Japan, a far more devastating nuclear disaster occurred 8 years ago. State Impact Pennsylvania's Susan Phillips traveled to the site of that accident on Japan's east coast and learned how the incident had a similar impact.
Everyone in Japan knows where they were on March 11th, 2011.
We had nothing in our hands. We just ran away.
Hiroshi Miura was working. He's a rice farmer who lived and farmed along the Pacific coast in Fukushima Prefecture. In March 2011, the world's fourth largest earthquake ever measured struck here. It was quickly followed by a devastating tsunami. More than 16,000 people died.
The people who ran to the top of that hill, where there's a shrine, they survived. But the people in the cars, they died.
Miura and his family survived, but he says 68 of his neighbors washed away. The giant waves led to a meltdown at the nearby Daiichi nuclear power plant. Miura was one of about 154,000 people who fled the radioactive fallout. Like a lot of people in Japan today, Miura opposes all nuclear energy.
The age of nuclear power is over.
Today, Miura's fields are covered with solar panels. Like a lot of farmers near the plant, he can make more money using his land as a solar field than growing rice. Nearby, workers are building a seawall to protect the area from future tsunamis. They are also removing contaminated soil, bagging it in white plastic, and stacking it in fields along the nearby highway, where it will remain for decades.
This is a crazy road.
Driving through the mountains with my translator, Hiro Sasso, we're further inland, and there are still signs telling us not to linger. The area contains high levels of radiation. We pass abandoned homes nestled in red cedar forests. Toys lie scattered among high weeds. Metal gates with warning signs block access to driveways or smaller roads. Digital billboards display how much radiation we're being exposed to. Yuji Onuma and his wife and two sons now live away from the coast on the other side of the mountains. Onuma used to live in Futaba, about 3 or 4 kilometers from the Daiichi nuclear power plant. But right now, he's in a town that is as far away from any of Japan's 54 nuclear power plants as he can possibly be.
Okay, take off his shoes.
Okay. Onuma shows me a picture of when he was about 12 years old, getting an award from the town mayor. His teacher had asked the kids to come up with a town slogan. In a place where everyone depended on the nearby nuclear plant for work, Onuma's entry won. Atomic power, energy for a bright future, became the slogan on an archway over the town's main street.
I was very proud because this was my first ever award by the town. And all the townspeople told me, you are very great, so I was so proud of that.
Then Onuma shows me another photo. It's a few months after the accident, and no one is left living in the town. This time, he's wearing a protective Tyvek suit and mask. He's standing below the sign, holding up a placard that changes his slogan to Atomic Power, Energy for a Destructive Future.
I made the wrong slogan, but I'm glad that I realized it's wrong before I died.
Although Onuma has regrets about the slogan he created, he fought with town officials about taking down the sign.
I said keep the sign as it is, as a kind of teaching tool. It should remain as part of the bitter memory of the town.
The sign came down, and today, Onuma is committed to renewable energy. He has a new business promoting solar panels, which he has installed on his own house. He wants his young sons, born after the accident, to live in a nuclear-free world.
I'm preparing my children's future, one in which they don't have to rely on nuclear power.
Immediately after the accident, Japan shut down all of its nuclear plants, which had provided 30% of the nation's energy. Natural gas imports increased. Although nuclear power remains unpopular among the Japanese people, the government supports atomic energy. It says it needs nuclear if it's going to cut carbon emissions. Now, reactors at 5 plants have gone back online. But Onuma says he won't stop pushing for renewable energy.
I feel that I'm a living witness to what went wrong. So I myself become the banners and the signs to show that. I am the witness.
The last photo he shows me has him again in a protective Tyvek suit. He stands at the town's main street, where the steel archway that bore his slogan, "Atomic Power, Bright Energy Future," is now gone. This time, he holds a placard with a question mark and says, "The past cannot be erased." Susan Phillips, State Impact, Pennsylvania.
Reporting for that story was made possible with a grant from the International Center for Journalists.